This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was saying that the book was being overnighted. It just arrived in the mail. It just arrived via FedEx. Boom! During the break, and I just had 2 minutes to read. I cannot, because I love history. I can't wait to read this new book, Scorched Earth: Restoring the Country After Obama. I opened to a page about Edmund Burke. Supporting the British Empire, but not supporting the empire, erasing countries' cultures, which globalism is doing. And he's so sophisticated. He's probably the smartest talk show host out there when it comes to wide-ranging knowledge. George Norrie's really smart as well. When it comes to passion and taking the globalist on and being well-read, I mean, I'm right up there with Savage, but Savage really is a smart guy. I put it to you this way. I don't learn a lot of stuff from other people on radio. They just take a couple topics, repeat it over and over again, take phone calls. They don't even want to be there. They don't even want to be on air. They don't care. They just want money. Savage doesn't even need to be on air. He's a very successful person, and that's why I admire what he's doing and his plan. And I've been listening to the show. He's been talking about Scorched Earth. I haven't read it yet. Is an excellent one to take back this country and this world. So Michael Savage joining us at the start of the next segment. In fact, there he is. He just came and sat down there. So we're going to come back right after this break and go to Michael Savage. First off, let's jam another phone call in here. Who is up next? Let's go ahead and take a call here from Chris in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, with Hillary falling and coughing and stumbling all over the place, I can't help but think to what Larry Nichols was saying about her trying to use that as sympathy points for the debates. What do you think about that?
You know, a lot of people said months ago, look out, Hillary could be trying to get sympathy. She could play on this poor little her. The problem is the media lied about it. She lied about it. She's clearly really sick. Okay, I mean, this is not fake. She could try to spin that now and use that crisis. But I don't think Hillary's long for this world. The word we've got from insiders is brain tumor was cut out in 2012. Brain tumor is back and is growing. But regardless, the media only shows her being a little bit dizzy. They don't show her falling on her face. So what this is really about is discrediting the media. What do you think?
I think it is about discrediting the media, and also I think that they're trying to put it out there with the pneumonia thing, even though it's a fake and it's a lie. If they put it out there now before the debate, it gives them some kind of credibility going in there saying that, oh, she had pneumonia or, oh, she was sick.
Well, I totally agree with you that this whole thing about pneumonia is bull. I mean, she hasn't had coughing fits for years from pneumonia. She hasn't been fainting and falling down, having blood clots from pneumonia. First, she said on Sunday that it was just hot out there. And they said, oh, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. She didn't go to the hospital. She went to Chelsea's $10 million pad. She had $6 million a year from the Clinton Foundation swindle. So she could, quote, then walk out and hug the little girl behind the police line, the Secret Service line. It doesn't get more staged in Pyongyang, North Korea. Thanks for the call, Chris. Now, we're going to go to John and Mike and Jennifer and Andrew and a lot of other folks. If you want to hold, if not, you can hang up. I'll give the numbers out again later. After Michael Savage leaves us at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to break and come back with Michael Savage to talk about currently what's happening, the dirty tricks he thinks they're going to play, and how we counter them, and then how we would restore this country if a Donald J. Trump gets in. So when you talk about deplorables, I've been attacked my name. I know that the vice presidential candidate attacked me again and said I'm one of the top deplorables, but I tell you, we're talking to maybe the king deplorable when we come back, according to the globalists, the leftists, the scum, the communists, the socialists, the New World Order people, because Michael Savage has been one of the chief thorns in their side for decades. So we're going to ask one of the top deplorables where he thinks this is going and how we defeat them straight ahead. The book that's just now coming out is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Michael Savage, number one New York Times bestseller. And you can go to Michael Savage. WND.com, and we'll also give you his website on the other side, michaelsavage.com, the home of the Savage Nation, borders, language, culture. All this and more. Scorched Earth, now available. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. You can find us at InfoWars.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
Well, I got to tell you, there's probably three people in the last few decades that have been on the front lines of fighting globalism and getting made fun of it. That's Michael Savage, Alex Jones, and Matt Drudge. And I guess we're all here today because I'm told he just talked to Drudge, and Drudge is tuned in right now. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. Very powerful book. Just got it today. Been thumbing through it. I'm a big history buff. Cannot wait to read this book. We need to make this number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It is a manifesto against the globalists that have literally taken this country and Europe over. Brexit is only the beginning. The globalists are panicking in every major publication they run. The Economist, the New York Times, the Washington Post, saying that if Trump defeats Hillary, the New World Order is basically broke back. So we are in the title match of history. Everyone should go to bookstores to make this the number one book, buy it in bookstores everywhere today. Scorched Earth. This is the front lines of the info war. Joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation, one of the top radio shows in the country, New York Times bestselling author. You've got the floor, my friend. Let's talk about where we are, what we're facing, 2 minutes to midnight.
Well, number one, you are really the field marshal of it all, Alex. Come on. We know that they're more afraid of you and InfoWars than almost anyone else in the media. I mean, you, Matt Trudge, there aren't too many left. That's what's worrisome, isn't it, Alex? And you were named by this evil machine specifically. And I would say that, you know, you say hyperbole in this and that. We are one bad election away from losing everything, which is on the back of my book cover. And I don't know that we can recover from Obama's scorched earth policies. We know he's trampled the Constitution. And I don't know how any of your listeners, you know, whatever the side they're on, you know, and I know you get all the opposition listening. And I'd like all of the good progressives who listen to Alex to see if they can nail him to a cross. Tell me that one of these things has not magnified under this cretin in the White House. Is this not becoming a third world nation of terror? Check yes. Riots, check Black Lives Matter. Mobs, check Black Lives Matter. Chaos, check Barack Obama. Terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. This is a novelty in American history. I haven't seen anything like this historically since the 60s. And before that, when was the last time you've seen America like this? And the beauty of all of this, Alex, is how he's gotten away with it, because you've got to give him credit. Barry Obama is the slickest salesman of communism the world has ever, ever discovered. No screaming, no yelling, no threats, just a silk smooth, good looking, nice guy with a lovely wife and children selling the most evil poison the world has ever, ever been asked to ingest. And look how far he's gotten. And every time he gets away with another outrage against this nation, he raises the stakes like a junkie. He needs a higher dose of insult in order to maintain the high. Am I wrong, Alex?
You're dead on, Mr. Savage. Dr. Savage, please continue.
So the question is, okay, I'm complaining about him. I'm saying she's worse, which is true, which is ludicrous. She says America wants change. From what? From the same policies she's going to continue? She's suddenly not a progressive lunatic? Wait a minute. She's going to change Obama's policies in which way? Make them worse? How she can't go the other way, then she'd be Donald Trump. So it means she's going to make it even worse than him. That's if she remembers what she's supposed to do. And that's doubtful, as you well know, because she doesn't know how many times she fainted. So the point is, how do we uncouple this insanity? It is going to be really hard. You know, and I know, there was a UAC in the 1950s, and it's a dirty word of the most dirty of words, the House of Un-American Activities Committee, which was run by one of the great American patriots, Senator McCarthy. He has been completely decimated by the left. McCarthy was a tail gunner in World War II, one of the most dangerous positions you could ever have in an airplane, right? Belly gunner, B-24.
Target was the tail. That's what they attacked.
Listen what the left did to him. They mocked him and called him Tail Gunner Joe. In other words, they took his heroism and tried to turn it into a mockery. That was in the 50s, Alex, to show you who they were already, the communists. So what was McCarthy saying, this great war hero? He was saying that Hollywood had been infiltrated by communists. The journalists had been infiltrated by communists. Academia had been infiltrated by communists. And the government itself. Well, what happened was they had the hearings. They ruined him. They destroyed the man. And then what happened in the 1990s, I'm sure you remember the book, The Venona Papers, came out. It was a Soviet-Russian publication.
Turned out it was all true. The Russian documents came out, and it was worse than what McCarthy was saying.
Worse. It confirmed who in Hollywood, who in academia, who in government was, in fact, an operative of the Soviet Union. So there were subversives. UAC was exactly on target. I say the only way we can save this nation is not talking about it, but by rooting out the subversives in the United States of America. And I know many libertarians are afraid of this for fear that it will turn on them. Well, let's put that fear aside for the moment.
In fact, let me just add this since you're saying this, because this is a point I want to make. If you look at the globalists, if you look at their leftists, they're saying the alt-right can't be tolerated. They're saying we need to be shut down and arrested. Hillary says she's going to shut down Breitbart. That means Drudge, you. They say they're bringing back fairness doctrine. They say they're coming after us. They're run by this foreign globalist Soros. Russia's already kicked him out. These are foreign globalists here overthrowing our country So under the Constitution, these aren't even citizens. They don't have the rights. They're here overthrowing the system. To survive, we must go on the offensive. We must root them out. It's the only way to ever beat them. They are criminals. They are subversives. They are Saul Alinsky pledging to Lucifer. Please continue.
Yeah, they want to lynch all of us, if not electronically, then physically. And the fact of the matter is they have names. These are not nameless, faceless organizations. The number one and the worst of them all, in my humble opinion, is the ACLU. The Anti-Christian Liberties Union is the number one. They're the head of the snake. Now, the man behind all of it is George Soros, the most evil man on the planet, in my estimation. The absolutely most evil person the world has seen in modern times. You know, you don't have to hang people, electrocute them, put them in cages. You don't have to do the things that ISIS is doing to be evil. He's evil on a larger scale than the ISIS executioners are, because he's gutting the United States of America. He's trampling on our Constitution.
He helped fund the Arab Spring. He helped fund the Arab Spring. Hillary, all of them.
Amen. And I keep saying she owns it. He was the one who, by the way, he funded it. But you know who was the architect, the best I can put together, was Zbigniew Brzezinski,
that's
Jimmy
right.
Carter's national security advisor. Brzezinski was the architect. Soros was the financier. Hillary Clinton was the publicist and an actor, along with John Kerry.
I'd say she was the quarterback with Kerry and Obama.
She destroyed the Middle East. She owns that. How does the media, forget the media, why doesn't Trump put her on a cross with that
And by the way, Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage, that's not hyperbole. She literally destabilized 20-something countries that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are running around. Hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. They won't even let Christians out of the region. It's just, these people are demons, just like the true liberal Assange said, look, I've got the documents. The press is dead if she gets in. Our necks are in nooses. She's a demon. You must stop her.
I hear you. And I also saw who wrote the other day that Obama, the nice, slick, smooth, nice family man, has created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world. And suddenly liberals are afraid of it because they understand what happens when the guillotine starts falling. First, it takes out your opposition. But as the world learned during the French Revolution, the guillotine has an unlimited taste for blood. And it doesn't stop with the enemies of the revolution. Then they turn on their own kind and start executing their own so-called counter-revolutionaries, as was done in the Soviet Union.
Always happens.
As was done in Cuba, as was done in Hitler's Germany. They kill their own.
The brown shirts.
And the guillotine keeps falling and cuts heads. It is the most thirsty instrument on earth. And that's why the left ought to step up and shut their fat mouths when we stand up to these monsters. These monsters need to be stopped or we're all finished, left, right, and center.
That's right. So how do we stop them? Your book, I just got it, incredible, gets into the blueprint, sir, with your incredible historical understanding. How do we beat these bastards? Because they know we've got them in a corner now, but what tricks are they going to play? And then if we get Trump in, the battle just begins. What do we do?
Oh, you said the magic words. If Trump wins, the battle begins, because we know he is surrounded by neocons. We see that. I was shocked to read yesterday he hired Woolsey.
Yeah.
Woolsey? Former head of the CIA under Bill Clinton is now going to be his CIA director. So I laid in bed last night. He said, wait a minute, what is this about? And I said, well, you know, the CIA is a complicated organization. I mean, you need someone who knows how to run it, right? But look at Woolsey's track record. How could he join it as a senior advisor? Why him? Isn't there a returning combat veteran who worked in military intelligence who would have been a better choice? Some higher-up American citizen patriot?
Somebody like General Flynn.
CIA under Trump. Why Woolsey? Why Foggy Bottom all over again? Okay, but Alex, I don't want to waste your
time. No, please, take over.
Well, the way to defeat the enemy is to know your enemy. The way to know your enemy is to name the enemy. So who are the subversive organizations who have destroyed and are destroying our civil liberties? We know the ACLU. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yeah.
We know CARE. In my opinion, those are the three top of them. But I want to read to you all the others. Can I do that?
Please.
Because I made a whole list in Scorched Earth. I studied the cockroaches. And I said, let's bring them into the light and expose them. Make them scatter like cockroaches when you turn on the light. The request I am making, Alex Jones, and to all your listeners, is this. Name subversive organizations as organizations you consider to be so far off the ideal of the American way that they are, in fact, subversive. And what does that mean? That means they spend all of their resources going against the wishes of the Constitution and the taxpayer. So who are they? I have a list. They're right here. Who are these organizations?
They're trying to conquer us.
they've done a pretty good job so far.
They see us as deplorable because we just want to be free.
National Lawyers Guild. Who are they? One of the most dangerous activist groups in the nation. Every time there was a riot by Black Thugs Matter at an anti-police protest, the scum in the National Lawyers Guild sent out their deranged, psychotic lawyers from the worst law schools in America to make sure the police could not do their jobs. Every last shyster in the National Lawyers Guild is the type of lawyer that you have come to hate in plain English. Now, of course, they will argue that they're just for the underdog, that they're there for the poor immigrant and the oppressed minority. Well, you know what? I don't buy it. I want a lawyer's guild for the tax-paying middle class, Alex, not a lawyer's guild for the subversives who are bringing in refugees, immigrants, whatever you want to call them, by the tens of millions.
And we have the Soros emails where he admits it's to destabilize the country, and he admits destabilization.
Who admitted that?
George Soros in the latest D.C. leaks and others. He's in there admitting that it's a plan to overthrow Europe and the U.S. and create racial strife.
Correct. Alliance for Democracy, Amnesty International, Black Lives Matter, Center for American Progress, Center for Media and Democracy. I'll read a few of them. Center for Science and the Public Interest, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. I have two pages that I researched, Alex, in my book.
Is Media Matters and David Brock in there?
They're all over the place. You name these organizations, it's like a spider web. Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, Blue Moon Fund, things you never heard of.
Ford Foundation.
Joyce Foundation. Who ever heard of the Joyce Foundation? HKH Foundation, Dolan Charitable Trust, Vanguard Foundation, Archer Foundation, Solinsky's Back of the Yards Community Council, National Hip Hop Political Convention, Cuban Council of Churches. People don't even know these organizations. These cockroaches are crawling all over us, devouring our flag of liberty, Al.
You're absolutely right, and they admit they want to collapse us and our borders into a world government. Dr. Savage, when you say the battle just begins, and I say that if Trump gets in, and I'm not counting our chickens yet, I mean, why do you say the battle just begins? We just lost the Skype. Skype is a wondrous thing, but it has its issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so historical. The establishments control the left and the right to bring in globalism, but they're making their worldwide takeover with the left. And this is not a liberal group. Liberal means lower taxes, more freedom, more control locally. This is not liberal. They call themselves liberal. They have the moral high ground. The Republican establishment is working with them in a big, big way. The book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. We're listeners supported by you, our main sponsor, listeners. We have Hillary for President shirts. At cost, $9.95. That includes the shipping, $9.95 shipping and the shirt all together. That funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for our supplements. But get the book, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, Michael Savage. Get it in stores so that it becomes basically an end cap and a bestseller to educate people that are not aware of what's happening. Because that's Michael Savage's real skill, I found. That's something I'm able to do as well. Most of these mainline right-wingers can't do it because they're just following the script. Is that he's able to get leftists, a lot of them that mean well, out of their cocoon. Dr. Savage continuing with the subversive organizations. And in the 5-6 minutes we have left, you promised to come back next week if your voice isn't out. I really appreciate you to do more and talk about the campaign. But hitting some of these other areas, her health, her cover-up, the mainstream media's ratings imploding, them trying to start all these new wars, Russia, I'm not lionizing Putin, but he's bringing back nationalism. He's arrested and thrown out all the Soros people as subversive. I mean, just all the crazy things happening. It seems there's a quickening. Do you agree with that? And what does this signify?
Mm-hmm. What you just said, you explained it better than I could, Alex. I mean, you see the global picture. The fact is, which one do you want me to talk about?
Anyone you want.
I'll talk about something that in the middle of us talking about and me listing all the subversive organizations that I researched in Scorched Earth. Did you notice what happened? We lost the connection that my Skype dropped. Did you catch that one?
It's crazy. They admit Google's all game, the Internet's game. They admit they're blocking terms for searching on Hillary. They admit they're censoring patriot groups in Europe that criticize open borders. It's crazy.
You mentioned a key word there, Google. For weeks, I've been railing against the monopolies that have emerged in America under Obama, the dictator. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, of course, have been there before. Look at these companies. They're violating the antitrust statutes of the United States legal system. There is an antitrust division of the U.S. Justice Department that does not touch Mark Zuckerberg does not touch the Google boys, does not touch Bill Gates, and there's a reason. Because they all support the globalist New World Order agenda. They support it to the nth degree. And I've been screaming that when Trump becomes president, he must reactivate and use the Justice Department to break up these monopolies and give other people a chance to build a business. And I make a point of Teddy Roosevelt, who was a populist, as you well know, and his campaign slogan was bust the trusts. The trusts in his day were Standard Oil, Rockefeller's railroads, an oil company that dominated railroads and dominated the oil business. They didn't give anyone a chance of emerging. If they did, they crushed them.
And it's the same globalist grandkids today that are running globalism.
Zuckerberg, $58 billion isn't enough for that pig. He needs to cut the wages of American workers and throw them out of the country and bring in Indians who work for one-third the wage. God bless India. God bless their intelligence. God bless India.
But we got to look out for us a little bit.
They belong in India. Let them rebuild their own economy and let them hire IT workers at a right salary. So, yeah, you want to talk about jobs. Why do you think, not you, I'm talking rhetorically.
Listener, sure.
Why do you think Trump is surging amongst the blue-collar, disenfranchised white male? Why? Because they've been dumped upon. They've been stepped upon. The Eddies, whose grandfathers defeated Hitler. The Eddies, whose fathers died in the jungles of Vietnam, are being crapped upon by these vermin, these cowardly vermin, these sick, deviant perverts. I can't stand it. I'll get worked up, and I don't want to. I'm trying not to, Alex. This is the first interview I've done.
Wow.
For this book.
Thank you.
And Alex, I got to tell you, you're on the front lines. You're going to be around a lot longer than I am in the media and probably on this planet. And you're doing the job that needs to be done. And all I can say is, as the time comes to an end right here, when I say that Obama and the left are practicing a scorched earth policy, there's a reason for it. When an army retreated in the past, they burnt everything to the ground. They burnt the crops. They killed the livestock. They burned the barns.
Scorched
they burned
earth.
The houses. Is that not what's going on here with this left when they see an ascendant right, an ascendant American?
That's right. They're blowing it all up.
They're burning our pathways to survival. They're burning our internet. They want to burn radio. They want to burn any access.
They're trying to start a race war. They're saying kill the cops. They're getting away with everything.
I keep saying Soros gave them $70 million to those street thugs. All we need now is Obama to turn them into his well-funded private army. He can deputize them and give them government arms as he did ISIS. And then you will have the young pioneers of the Soviet Union. You will have the Red Brigades. You will have the Red Brigades of Communist China frightening everybody in the society on a daily basis. Alex, we're that close to it all coming to that. Obama is not finished yet. He has several months left yet to burn it all down, Alex.
I agree. We've only got a minute left then. In your gut, you're a smart cookie, Dr. Savage. What do you expect them to pull?
Remember what George Bush did in the last few months of his regime? I was screaming and warning George Bush is a fiscal socialist. He's not through yet. Do you remember the housing crisis that followed? I expect that if it looks like Trump is going to win or Grandma falls off the stage again for good and they replace her with Freddie from one of the Nightmare movies, Kane, who can't win, I expect the worst. I expect them calling off the election. I expect martial law. I expect, if that is not possible, I expect a complete financial breakdown to create even further chaos. That's what I expect.
I concur with that. So every person in every race, color, and creed that wants to live in a somewhat free country, now be involved, spread the word, expose these people. They're all over the news pushing the idea of suspending the election now because of Hillary. The book, Scorched Earth, in bookstores all over the country. Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us today. We got about 45 seconds. Final point.
There is no final point. The nation is wrecked right now. It's going to be unredeemably destroyed unless the Republican candidate wins. And I keep saying Republican candidate now because if I say the word Trump, people turn off. There are so many anti-Trump fake conservatives out there that the minute you say Trump, they go into overdrive. So say the Republican candidate. That makes it a little easier for them to recognize that there is a choice right now.
They're really showing themselves as operatives, aren't they?
Oh! All the people who hate Alex Jones and Michael Savage who are true blue conservatives, who are they? Who are they, Alex?
We don't even need to say their names because they've destroyed themselves. That's the good news. They're losing the war. They've revealed themselves. The fight's now out in the open. And Dr. Savage, my gut tells me we're going to win in the end. What do you think?
Well, with men like Glenn Beck, rubbing his face in cornflakes. It was obviously a very... You look at him putting his face in cornflakes. The man is obviously a very disturbed individual who was never on any solid ground. And I have said before, liberalism is a mental disorder.
You, sir, are absolutely right. You've charted the course. God bless you. Thank you, Michael Savage. Get the book, folks.
Alex.
Incredible interview.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah. free, a little bit better than it used to be. Cause I'm alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I got to tell you, folks, it's surreal to have somebody like Michael Savage say, Alex, you are the leader in this fight. You're the field marshal. That guy doesn't tell other talk show hosts that. That is wild. And if you sit back and look at this whole battle space, there's like Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Alex Jones, and then WorldNet Daily and Daily Caller and Breitbart. And I'm here wanting Savage to be way bigger than I am and Drudge. Not out of some cowardice thing, but believe me, you don't want to be the numero uno in this fight, which I'm not. Because it's a dangerous position to be in with these killers. These people overthrow countries and just kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. I mean, Hillary is literally a demon. Like Assange, a true liberal, said, he said, you don't know what I've seen and what's coming out. This woman is a demon. Our necks will be in nooses. We are all in grave danger. And I would add in this fight is Julian Assange and is Vladimir Putin. In fact, if you want to know who's number one in the fight right now, not saying he's perfect, not saying Russia is perfect, but Russia is not advancing on us. Russia is not coming after us. Even CIA director Clapper has come out and said, Russia is an adversary, but we need to, quote, find ways to cooperate. Russia's battling Al-Qaeda and ISIS that Hillary and Soros and Obama have spawned. But it is Vladimir Putin. Okay, it's Russia not being part of the New World Order that is sending shockwaves across the globe. Only having one national sovereign country that isn't under New World Order control, partially, they're totally infiltrated like we are. Having one quasi-sovereign country is upsetting the entire apple cart and gives Snowden a place to run. And then WikiLeaks that cut its teeth going after the Republicans, which it should, they were doing horrible stuff, is like, whoa, the Democrats are like 10 times worse. And so we've got Hillary Clinton coming out pushing, you know, racism, all this garbage. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. And your phone calls, Matt and Karen and Kevin and Ron and Jennifer and others, the toll-free number to join us, talking about the election, talking about Hillary's collapse, talking about the suspension of the election. They're really pushing that right now. Where do you see all this going? We're going to be talking about all this and a lot more today. And I just want to briefly remind listeners, we are listener-supported. I don't get paid to promote other people's books or Dinesh D'Souza's film. I promote them because they're important books and important films to educate people. We're in an information war, okay? Most talk show hosts hit up people and say, hey, be a sponsor, I'll have you on. No, no, no. We want to fight the New World Order. We want to expose what they're doing. We want to win. We want to stand up for freedom, just like you do. But it's important to support us. We are ending a special today on super high-quality, storable foods. 30 to 40% off. We rarely do this special. On the entire line of InfoWars Select Storable Foods, it's not select group of foods. It's the line is called Select because it's really high quality. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply food that I can contractually private label it. It's drop shipped from them. Very same food comes off their factory line in full spectrum, full selection, but 30 to 40% off their already super low prices. If you want, buy My Patriot Supply right next to ours for 30 to 40% more and help fund our operation. Just like we have the Hillary for Prison shirts for $19.95, right next to the same shirt for $9.95, that's shipping included. That is, actually, I was wrong. It's not cost. I lose about a dollar on that because there's two bumper stickers and a citizen rule book put in free. And when it's triple X large or 4X large, I actually lose like $2. But we're ending that special today. We have to because I can't go bankrupt here losing. And we sold like 10,000 since this special started. That's over $10,000 I've lost. So that special ends today. I want to thank you all for getting the shirt. Buy it at $19.95 if you'd like to support the operation. Molon Labe shirts for men and women, you name it. Hundreds of great shirts to spread the word. Meet like-minded people. Go wear one of our shirts out in the public area, and you're going to meet patriots. You're going to meet enemies, too, but mainly patriots. This is important for you to experience, and it supports the broadcast. But we've got 20% off X2 Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, 20% off our Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Amino Acid, Fruit Punch Drink, so absorbable for your body and your children's body. and so many other great products. 20% off water filtration systems, 20% off indoor Alexa Pure air filter systems that are normally $230. They're like 180 something right now. And, I mean, at the price that they normally are, it's a great deal. The leading competitor is $400, $500 for a very similar unit that does the same thing. Some units are $1,000 and aren't even as good. So we've brought you the very best Alexa Pure that's available at InfoWarsStore.com with a 4.9-star review out of 5 by a third-party site, Power Reviews. And your purchase makes it all possible. This is the revolution against the globalists. This is the counter-offensive. This is Americana. And if Trump gets in, which is more and more going to happen unless they kill him, ladies and gentlemen, the battle has just begun. And we are ready. They're going to start cop killing. They're going to start burning down buildings. They're going to pull all sorts of crap. We have to come together and preserve the republic, make it through this crisis, and, yes, arrest the conspirators. But we're fighting very bold people that have been getting away with Nazi collaborating since they were teenagers. These are bold. Imagine if you got away with rounding up thousands of Jews when you were 15 years old. And with the millions of dollars you made or francs you made, you were able to move here and take over. I mean, imagine how arrogant George Soros is. That son of a bitch, excuse me, that's not fair to people that don't have daddies, because I call him a cockroach. It's not fair. He's incredible, and he is number one enemy. That guy has it out for us. He calls himself messianic and believes he's the Messiah? What type of Messiah pulls stuff like this? Not a very good one. So you ain't it, brother. Let me give you a little newsflash. You look like a demonic toad. Now, speaking of demonic toads, Buckley ran into me, my cousin, one of the guys who's been working with InfoWars for 20-plus years, and he came up and he said, have you seen, you know, this toad meme? I forget the name of it. For years, they've made fun of me with it, but it's also kind of an honor to have 4chan and you know, all these trolls that are more sweetie pies make fun of me. I mean, it means they like you. And then if you're good-natured about it, you know, then you get made fun of more, which is fun. I mean, I like getting made fun of. It's better than just being lied about. And so I know this toad meme or this frog meme is not associated with racial stuff, but with making fun of people. And so you can find the memes where I've got the toad head on or our guests have the toad head on. I mean, I've seen it for years. I don't even know what it is. I don't really follow this stuff. I just know it's funny. So Buckley Hammond, we now have Hillary coming out saying I'm racist. Tim Kaine came out and said I'm racist. I'm going to play the clip in a moment. Because our website before has tweeted this toad or frog. Explain to me how I'm racist or how this toad is racist.
Well, the reason why you are, quote, racist is because Hillary Clinton is scratching and clawing and grasping at any straw that she can get her hands on right now. And the only tool that she thinks she has in her tool bucket is to blanket accuse people that oppose her of racism, which, as we know, is patently absurd because her mentor is a bird. You know, who was the Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon Wizard. But, however, this is a really super surreal story that's actually happening right now, and the depths of it are so ludicrous.
In fact, let's show the headline for radio listeners so I can read it out for folks, as we forget we're not just TV, we're radio. Hillary Clinton attacks Donald Trump for posing Pepe the Frog meme. I thought it was like a compliment because they do this for me, they do it for Trump. What does it mean?
Well, so this is a long story. Anybody who wants to go on the internet and look this up, it's a rabbit hole that's really hilarious that is fun to go down and check out. But essentially, a long time ago, a meme was created, in the depths of the internet. It was this Pepe meme, and it's a frog, and it used to be feels good, man. So when people were telling a story that made them feel good, that was kind of funny, they would post this meme. And what's happened recently is we all know about Hillary Clinton calling 50% of Trump's followers deplorable people. Well, what that did is it triggered somebody that posted a meme that was based on the movie of, what was the movie? The Expendables, which shows Donald Trump at the front, and it's got Pepe over his shoulder, and then it has people like yourself and Milo Yiannopoulos and Roger Stone.
And Donald Trump Jr. And Dr. Ben Carson.
Exactly. And Donald Trump Jr. reposted this meme. And so the Hillary Clinton campaign has taken this as Donald Trump is reposting a racist symbol. And do you remember when he posted the star that is basically the five-pointed star that every sheriff wears across the country?
Well, I mean, I've actually had specials back when I was even doing my own photoshopping to put internet specials up for, say, a book or something, where you do the six-pointed star a lot of times, or an eight-pointed or whatever. You never do a five-pointed to say special. That's one of the most common. And people showed Disney ads, Barbie doll ads, truck ads, all with the same yellow or orange star, and they said he was against Jews because of that.
Well, exactly, and that's just a simple sunburst. But it also shows, you know, how big a trouble the Hillary campaign is that they're reaching so far to create these absolutely totally insane connections. I mean, they want to.
So you've researched it. Is there any connection to this frog and racism?
I don't. No, it's ridiculous. It's patently ridiculous in the whole.
I mean, isn't
internet.
It like a fat lady on a treadmill or crazy lady on the internet? I mean, isn't it just a joke?
Exactly. Well, it's a joke, but it's a way to sort of emphasize a phrase or an idea. And the whole internet is laughing at the Hillary campaign right now because it's the equivalent.
Well, that's what's really evident is I don't claim to understand all these memes and stuff. They're fun. I know they're a joke. But when you claim you understand it and get it wrong, the internet turns against you.
Oh, absolutely. Like they're basically trying to weaponize this and use it against people that oppose Hillary. And the irony of this to me is that so, number one, if you go back 10 to 15 years, Hillary went to Donald Trump's wedding. They used to be, quote, friends. They were friendly, et cetera. And now she's trying to paint anybody who's even remotely associated with him as
the
what
truth
they call
is,
white nationalist.
A real criticism of Trump, if you're a super right-winger. I'm a libertarian,
sure.
Constitutionalist patriot, but since Gary Johnson ruined that name, I'm just a paleo-conservative who wants freedom. I mean, Trump is actually really has a lot of establishment modern liberal traits, you know, early on, even 30 years ago, talking to the Advocate, pushing equal rights for gay people, massively hiring minorities and women, putting them in positions of power, getting awards from Jesse Jackson. Quite frankly, I don't really criticize all that. It's
exactly.
Just that he's a little too close to the Clintons, but I can see he's, you know, basically standing up to him, double-crossing him, because he was 30 years ago against NAFTA and GATT and against globalism. So he's been consistent. Really, he's just a nationalist who's fiscally conservative, a little bit liberal when it comes to, you know, to his social issues, but whatever. He's not out to get the country. The claim that he's this big right-wing racist guy that hates gay people and Mexicans is horse manure.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I find personally insulting is that they're trying to rework the word nationalist and try to associate it with racist or white power people, which is
no, it just means we have our country, we make our rules, not foreign TPP megabanks. Buckley, we're getting an article out on this. Thank you so much, my friend.
Absolutely.
I want to go to phone calls and other clips, but I promise to go to your calls. But since Michael Savage brought this up, I thought I would bring up this clip. This is Obama when he's running for office, about to get elected, 2008. Saying we needed a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. And I went, what is that? That's like brown shirts in Nazi Germany or the, you know, Kamazars or whatever in Russia and these youth brigades in China. So I went and looked it up. And sure enough, they were trying to organize with George Soros and Ford Foundation money, billions of dollars of organizing poor black youth and others with red uniforms. You couldn't make this up to be racially based. Not we're going to be anti-crime. We're going to be pro free market, learn how to start a business, not we're going to go out and camp or go swimming or, you know, go horseback riding. I mean, I would give money to get kids, period, that are poor. In fact, I have done it, you know, out in the countryside, out doing things. I mean, you know, I really care about these kids. I care about my kids. I care about myself, so I care about them. I can't help it. But no, this was all organized into chip on your shoulder, race bait garbage, NFL, you know, America's the most evil country in the world. Because they want the globalists that already run the country want to finish us off now. They want to break us up and we're done. And my only hope is they can't use all this race baiting they push to create white racism on the other side. That's what they want. We need to come in with populism, Americanism, free marketism, which Trump's doing, and just open arms, boom, roll over this. And that's what's happening. That's why the globalists are so scared right now, because people really get now what's happening. Trump is pushing aside the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment. He's a wedge for us behind him. It's happening. That's why Trump's real, because what he's doing is irrevocably damaging to the New World Order. That's why they're in panic mode. That's why they're throwing everything they got, folks. There's no debate Trump's for real. Okay, zero. Now, can he be manipulated? Will he compromise? Is he perfect? All of us have to do some things in this world. You can't be a 100% purist, okay? But at the same time, I mean, here's an example. There are some ads on this network that are not mine, that I haven't vetted, that I don't agree with. But, I mean, you just radio stations, ads, nobody. You cannot run everybody else's life. It's kind of like, it's not mind your own business, but at a certain point, if I just sit here and try to be 100% pure, I'm going to be a basket case living under a bridge. I try to do the good thing. I'm honorable. I tell the truth. I personally try to make the best decisions. Do I work with evil people? No, I don't. But I cannot make everybody else conform to my level and standards. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. And I'm not criticizing the network either. It's just that I personally just won't take any sponsor. Okay? And I understand that's how talk radio is. It can barely survive. I'm not judging anybody. It's just what I'm getting at is if Trump, you know, does some things like bring in the former director of the CIA under Clinton, that's a little creepy. But then I know that guy's been better than other CIA directors. I know he is against radical Islam. I know he actually says, don't take Americans' rights, kick the jihadis out of the country. So I see how Trump's getting sold on that. The point is, you cannot expect Trump to know everything and do everything right. I don't do everything right. But in, let's say 90% of what Trump's doing is so wonderful. There's another 10% I've got I'm questioning, I'm looking at. It ever gets to like 60-40, I'm going to have a big issue. You see, but here's the difference. I know Hillary and the globalists are out to bring him down and bring us down. It is a no-brainer. All right, I'm going to come back and talk to Matt and then Ron and Kevin and Karen and Jennifer and others. 800-259-9231. And we're going to come back and play that domestic security force straight ahead that is made up of a bunch of angry, race-conditioned, basically the equivalent of black Ku Klux Klan.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
So since I mentioned it, here's Obama calling for his national domestic force of people just totally obsessed that they've been wronged and that white people are the enemy. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Roger Stone is popping in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour. Leanne McAdoo will be popping in with him. I've got a ton of news I haven't gotten to yet on Russia, the economy. There is going to be a jam-packed third hour. I want to go to your calls right now. Thanks for holding. Matt in the great state of Michigan. Boy, I had family just up there vacationing. I didn't get to go on the Great Lakes. It looked like the Caribbean or something. And those sunsets, I know I have family forever. Even back in my grandma's day, my dad's mom would go up there once a year to vacation. How great it is at the end of the summer. I'm not trying to sit her into a travel log for Michigan, but the photos I saw in the video, I am going to Michigan next year. Michigan ought to push itself for vacationing, folks, but I'm digressing. Matt, go ahead from Michigan.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. I want to say thanks to your crew. They're killing it. You're killing it. Savage and all the rest of the Patriots out there.
Was that not crazy hearing Savage called me the field marshal, the leader? That's scary.
It's nuts, man. You're there. You're there. I wanted to make something, make a point. I've been getting this feeling for a while now. I think Clinton did not want to run to be president. You know, her failed 2008. And everyone knows that Obama's in.
Yeah, she was low energy then. So you smell a rat, you smell a fix.
Yeah, I smell a fix. I think she was put in to beat Bernie because she's got the ground game. Sure. I don't think they wanted to use Obama's.
Sure, she already had the organization. You're right.
Right. Obama's more geared towards probably the Bernie supporters. So I think that would be harder, and it would discredit him if something did come out. So they used Clinton. I think they had more, like, with the Benghazi and the emails. They know what's all in there.
Sure, Hillary's totally controllable.
Right. So they control her, you know, and then once it comes time, you know, if Assange comes out with something big, you know, they'll trump the news cycle and, you know, she'll be out, you know, putting, if it's Kane that they really wanted in, because Kane didn't have a chance against Bernie or whoever else.
No, and I think what you're saying is pretty plausible, but I mean, do you think she would fake being sick? Because, man, she looks like she's wearing Academy Award-winning makeup than in acting, because she really looks sick.
Oh, I think she's sick. I think that's one of the reasons why she went to run. You know, and this is a win for them because they still can have some influence because they know, you know, another dirty little.
Well, sure, they've got so much criminal stuff coming out that they need to get in to just try to cover it up and then kind of hand the baton to somebody. And I think that's clearly the plan. I don't think that's debatable. The problem is her brain tumor or whatever it is. The word is brain tumor from really good sources. That's what the Secret Service thinks. They don't know. They just say, look, she's getting worse. She's falling down all the time. Our word is brain tumor. I talked to high-level people, folks that were former, you know, high-level CIA, current, you name it. They say Hillary has brain tumors and lung cancer. It's metastasized. And she's going to be bye-bye very soon. I don't take any pleasure in that. I had a bunch of articles yesterday saying I took pleasure. I made it very clear. I said I'm in ecstasy. But they've lied about her health, and it's been exposed, and what we've been told about behind the scenes has been caught on tape. And they said, oh, he's really glad she's dying. No, I'm not. In fact, I'll be sad if she doesn't repent before she dies. I mean, I don't want her to go to hell. All right, Matt, great points from Michigan. We're going to come back and talk to Ron and Jennifer, Kevin, Karen, and others, and we've got, for a couple segments, former Trump campaign head, Roger Stone, joining us. And then I've got a clip from Russia. Russia's really concerned on their state-run media about Trump getting assassinated.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, that's an exclusive here in the U.S. You're going to have an exclusive.